Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome back to Overnight America. I'm your host, Ryan Recker. And we got one more hour together. Phone number here is 314-436-7900. Or 800-925-1120. I think producer Ben went to go start his rack of lamb. I know he gets that that hankering for some rack of lamb this time of night. So if you're on the line, hold on for a second. He'll be back here and be able to get the call screen so we can start this up. The holiday radio show will be back Tuesday night. We had to postpone it because of the poor weather conditions today. And for the best, we didn't want anyone to get hurt trying to come out to this thing. Plus, we wanted everyone to enjoy it, not dread it because of the drive in. So I totally understand that, too. I had a couple of sports stories that I've been holding on to the last couple of nights, and I thought, man, I got to do these sometime and might as well. There's this conspiracy theory I found out about. I didn't realize this was a widely believed conspiracy theory. You know, Stevie Wonder? Yeah, little Stevie, one of the great performers. He apparently has been caught a few times not acting blind. So there's videos online of, like, there's one really popular one when they're performing on stage with the, I mean, there's a wide variety of very talented musicians on stage. And Paul McCartney's the main performer, and he runs by and he bumps a mic stand. And this mic stand he bumped, just so happened Stevie Wonder was next to it, and he put his hand out to catch it before it hit the ground. And everyone's thinking, how can Stevie Wonder catch a mic stand falling down if he's blind? Now, there's some other conspiracies about this. Apparently, there's a podcast. Bomani Jones explained this conspiracy.
Can't believe I'm allowing this theory on my podcast.
No, it's not. I'm just laying it out for you, yeah. Right? And then we thought about it, and, you know, generally speaking, when people are blind, the instruments they tend to play is stuff like, you know, the guitar, right? Right? Stevie don't play the guitar. Stevie does play the drums. You don't hear that much about blind people playing the drums.
And then wait. So part of the conspiracy is you don't hear much about blind people playing the drums. Okay, I can't say I've ever seen a blind person play the drums. Given, that's just, I've seen a lot of things. Def Leppard, remember, there was that accident and the guy lost an arm, so he makes up with it with his leg, so that, you know, the one-handed drummer. You're right, you don't really see that often, the blind drummer.
Like, wow, you sure got an eye for color? All this other stuff, we're like, huh, what is this? And I kind of wanted to retreat from it because, yeah, I didn't, you know, I thought people were taking it in a way that I did not intend. But then after that, I saw that video with Stevie catching that microphone before it fell down to the ground.
Oh, my.
And all I'm saying is, I am not saying that Stevie Wonder is not blind. I'm saying I won't be surprised if I find out that Stevie Wonder is not blind.
All right. Now, the conspiracy goes a little bit further now, because on their nationally televised broadcast on TBS, Shaq had a Stevie Wonder story.
I'll tell you a Stevie Wonder story, but you're not going to believe it.
Come on, man.
No, I wouldn't.
I know the story. He's got to tell it.
I wouldn't.
He's got to tell it, Ernie. I know the story. He's told me he's got to tell a story.
All right,
he's
go for
it. He's got to tell a story.
It's a true story.
It's a true story. So,
according to Shaq,
we lived in a building on Wilshire. So you park your car and the valet's down there. So I'm already in the building. I'm coming through the lobby. Door opens. It's Stevie Wonder. He comes in, says, "What's up, Shaq?" Presses the button. Oh, it's true story. Presses the button, gets off on the floor, bathtub, goes to his room. I went and called every person I knew and told the story. They believe me.
Oh, bro, he called got on.
I was like, "What's up, Shaq? How you doing, big dog?" Kind of thing. And
dog.
Yes, he did. Yep.
All right, so conspiracies notwithstanding, I feel we're about to get into some conspiracy talk, which we need something like that. Stevie Wonder, is he really blind? Okay, I am a fan of conspiracies. I love to look up different ones online. I like to read what other people believe, even if I don't buy into them, even if I'll never believe them. It is still highly entertaining to me to listen and check out different conspiracy theories. And I gotta say, Stevie Wonder not being blind as a conspiracy is an A-plus conspiracy. That's his whole life. He's had this alter ego as a musician who just chooses to pretend he's blind. Yeah, he's going through all that hassle. All right. Before we go to break, let me go to Mike real quick, who's calling in from St. Louis. Hey, Mike.
Ryan.
What's going on?
Okay. Now, since the Christmas holiday is going to be for tomorrow, I hope it's keeping the Christmas spirit for Bobo Joke, and it's really short.
Okay.
All right. Ready for this? Now, Bobo wants to ask you a question, keeping the Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you drink on Christmas?
What do you drink on Christmas? I'm not sure.
The Christmas spirit, that, you know, to come and knock on your door.
Mm-hmm.
Eggnog.
Eggnog?
Yeah, you know, like eggnog. You like eggnog? You get it? It sounds like they're knocking on the door.
Okay. Egg.
Go ahead.
Eggnog.
Eggnog. I might be, you know, Christmas spirit. I'd be murdering the word, maybe, but I didn't try to say conspiracy. But you know what I'm trying to talk about.
Okay, so that'll keep you in the Christmas.
Do you like eggnog yourself?
Eggnog? No, I do not. I think it's
But you get
terrible.
What I mean? Doesn't sound like it's knocking the door.
So you're talking like carolers come around and sing to you, so they knock on your door. Eggnog?
Yeah, but it's something you drink. Now, you know it's fantasy, of course, but it's a good Bobo joke if you think about it, because say something, knock on your door, something you drink, and Bobo will say, what is it? Eggnog.
Eggnog.
Of course, you drink it, but it sounds like it's knocking on your door. Oof. And I was going to say this because I keep it short. If you want to have some fun with it, maybe that's a conspiracy. You have to ask about Bobo.
Bobo conspiracies. Now, that one hurt me to my core, that one, Mike. Now, that one was a tough one. That's a tough Bobo joke.
Oh, but it's pretty good, wasn't it?
All right. Thank you, Mike. Good to hear from you.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas to you. Oof. Ooh, that one hurt. Oh, we've heard some tough Bobo jokes in the past, but that one, oof. All right. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I wish producer Mike was here to hear that one. It's Overnight America, KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. I wasn't going to talk about this, but this infomercial on Fox News right now, I don't think I've ever seen anything like this, ever. All right. I got to play this for you because I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. You get to see all the late night infomercials. Like, oh, there's KMOV. It's some beauty product, some skincare. Over on Fox 2, it's the late night game show that no one watches. Hosted by Meredith Vieira. Yes, she's still on television. And then over on Fox News, I want you to listen to what they're offering up on this infomercial right before Christmas.
Seeing the Collector's Edition 2020 Battle for the White House chess set. Democrats stand face to face against Republicans. Featuring President Trump and Vice President Pence. Legislative leaders Pelosi, McConnell, Schumer, and McCarthy. Plus members of our Supreme Court and even former presidential teams.
Each piece designed
with impeccable detail to look just like our political leaders.
Okay. So they have the chessboard, and on one side it's the Republicans, on the other side it's the Democrats. And all of the chess pieces look like them. It's their likeness. How in the world did they get the licensing
for this? Keepsake you'll cherish for generations. Order your limited edition 2020 Battle.
All right, guess how much this limited edition 2020 Battle for the White House chess set is. All right. You can order them online. I went to the website, Chess 2020, and it's funny. It shows you like a little chart. A keepsake for many generations. Yeah, like your great-grandkids are going to be fighting over, I want to play as Trump. No, I want to play as Obama.
For the White House chess set with certificate of authenticity for only $39.99.
I wonder if they're plastic or metal pieces. Because this looks pretty official. I mean, they look like pewter, little small. You ever have those little, you know, the little pewter statue things? It looks just like that. Featured Republicans include Trump, Pence, Bush, McCarthy, Cheney, McConnell, Justice Roberts, and Kavanaugh. They get Kavanaugh on this thing. There's no way they approved this. There's no way. All of those people signed off and said, it's okay, use my likeness for this chess set. Featured Democrats. Obama, Schumer, Biden, Bader, Ginsburg, Sotomayor, Pelosi. Whoa. I mean, this is like an all-star thing. I might have to buy this. I'm not joking. I might buy this as a gift for someone. They're showing like zoom-ins in Pelosi's on a donkey. Oh, no, I cannot believe what I'm looking at right here. This may be the greatest infomercial.
For a limited time, you can get a second chess set. Just pay a separate fee.
Whoa, two chess sets for $40? Wow, we are like the chess capital of the world. I wonder what kind of chess sets they would play over at the Chess Hall of Fame. All right, I need to fast forward through this. I just can't believe what I'm looking at, honestly. All right, I wanted to share that with you. Oh, man, I got to send this link to myself so I don't forget about this. I know this is easily forgotten, but you better... I feel like I'm going to have to get this before they shut this down. Maybe I get this for my parents. Oh, they'd go crazy for this. They don't play chess, but I think they just like the idea of something weird like that. You know, I had a couple of other sports stories I wanted to share with you. But then I got completely sidetracked on Fox News infomercials. So, Mobituaries. It's Mo Rocca. He does this thing for CBS News over the weekend. I think it's like, you know, I don't know if it's their Sunday morning edition or whatever the program he is featured on. But Mo Rocca, it's for some reason, he's been a hanger-oner, man. He's been a fighter in the industry. I don't think he's done a lot over the years, but he's constantly found work, which is, you know, good for him, man. I've seen him he has a book out now, so he's doing this book tour. He was here in St. Louis. I think I heard him on with Charlie and Amy not that long ago. He's the voice, or at least the face of different things. Like, I went up to Henry Ford Museum in Detroit when we went to go visit my parents one time, and there he was. He was the face of the Henry Ford Museum. Hey, welcome to Henry Ford Museum. I'm Mo Rocca, and he does all the talks for it and endorsements of it, which was kind of cool to see. Well, he on his show featured something very near and dear to the city of St. Louis, and I think it's something that you would be able to recognize. When this song comes around, what do you think? We haven't played this in a long time. It's been a long time since I even thought about Laura Branigan, because this is the song that you remember with the Stanley Cup championship team that just dates back a couple of months ago. But, you know, it played its course. It played its role. It was a very important role to play. And it was something that everyone got behind. It was fun to hear our sister station play this song on a loop for 24 hours straight. It was fun to hear people with their windows rolled down playing this and celebrating the Blues' big win and seeing the boys do it. And it was just fun overall to have this song. So on CBS News, Mo Rocca decided to do an entire segment talking about this, the St. Louis Blues and the significance of that song.
In January 2019, the St. Louis Blues hockey team was ranked dead last in the NHL.
Oh, thanks.
That that's when they adopted the 1982 hit song Gloria as their anthem and went on to win the Stanley Cup.
You know, he kind of sounds like he's doing like Andy Rooney light, but then mix in a little Casey Kasem, doesn't it? Yeah.
Gloria as their anthem and went on to win the Stanley Cup.
Keep your eyes on the stars. I'm just waiting for him to say that.
But many of their fans didn't even know that singer Laura Branigan had died in 2004. In this week's episode, I'll tell you the poignant story of the pop star who helped bring a sports team back to life.
Does. He sounds like he's doing Andy Rooney, but a lot less cranky Andy Rooney. But he's also doing Casey Kasem. Now, I haven't actually listened to that. He put a podcast out, so if you want to go listen to that, it's called Mobituaries, and he's got a book out, so he got a bunch of these different style of stories like that, which is kind of cool, you know. It's a neat thing that he included this story into it. It means an awful lot to a lot of people here in the city of St. Louis. One other quick sports story for you. Bill Walton, an NBA legend in his own right and someone that is well-known in the NBA, does a lot of commentaries for it. He was doing a game, or at least doing some of the commentary for a game for his old alma mater. I'm saying it wrong, but Walton was out there, and he was given on air something you wouldn't normally give on air. Listen carefully what he said.
Olszynski misses, rebounded by Moody, continues to control the glass for Notre Dame.
I used to call Wooden every year on his birthday, the last 10 years of his life.
I called him every day of his life.
Well,
that's why he died. I was trying
to
make him
trouble.
Did you really call him every day?
Every day.
So Bill Walton said he used to call John Wooden every day, the very famous and possibly best coach in the history of all sports.
For how long?
From the day I left UCLA when I realized immediately the huge mistake I had made.
Did you change your number?
Well, he didn't change his number. He never changed his number. 818-343-2266.
Meanwhile, they're down 13. If they get back in this, make these...
He just gave his number out on the air. Now, considering that John Wooden's been passed many years, it seems pretty innocent enough. But I'm going to guess someone else has that number now. And that number was given on national television. What do you think happened?
2-3 throws. That cuts it to 11. They still got time. There's 9 minutes for the Bruins to get this thing going.
Foul on the floor. 15 foul on Notre Dame.
John Wooden was always mad at me. But as mad as he ever got, two times. The day I got arrested at the peace rally. And then the day at Staples Center in front of 25,000 fans when I gave his home phone number to the whole crowd.
What's the Wooden family saying right now? You just gave it out again.
He's been dead for nine and a half years.
What if somebody else has his phone? What if somebody else has that number?
He's not going to answer it.
Why don't you? What does it matter? He's not going to answer it.
I know that, but somebody else will. Well, and now the whole world has their number.
Nice move.
818-343-2266.
Well, don't do it again.
2266. All right, I wrote it down. Well, it's 1:30 in St. Louis, Missouri, so 11:30 over in the West Coast. Let's give John Wooden's number a call. I'm just kidding. We're not going to call. But with that number, yeah, it's weird the numbers you remember, you know? We store everything on a smartphone. It's amazing we have any numbers memorized. But when you were younger, you probably had like 50 different phone numbers memorized. The ones that, you know, you'd call your friend's house, you'd have that memorized. You knew your parents, your immediate family members. You probably knew a couple of business phone numbers too, things that you'd call frequently, depending on how old you are. You remember certain numbers like, oh, what's that number that you would call to get the sports scores and the what's the weather line number, all those different things. Every city had their own version of it. And people still remember those things. It's kind of funny. Nowadays, if you remember five numbers, you may be in the upper percentile when it comes to memory. We're not talking about old defunct numbers, so long gone numbers that don't exist anymore. If you know five active numbers, that's impressive, not including your own. And sometimes it's really hard to remember that even. Coming up next, our friend Brad Young. We wanted to talk about that bill that was signed here in St. Louis. Lyda-Crusen signed it on Friday. It's a bill that would prevent and fine you if you are caught with a concealed weapon, a gun, in a public park. Is that even legal? We'll talk to Brad Young about that next on Overnight America KMOX. The KMOX Holiday Radio Show postponed at least for another day, but it gives us a little bit more time to practice, including our next guest, who's going to be in the radio show tomorrow night, Brad Young from Harris Dowell Fisher & Young. Hello, Brad.
Ryan, good evening, sir.
Are you excited to get back on that stage again and perform in front of a live studio audience?
I am. You know, it's an experience like no other.
Yeah. What are you playing in this one?
This is going to be a real stretch for me. This is going to test my acting chops. I'm actually playing Hancock and Kelly. I'm playing their attorney.
No. Wow, you have been doing years worth of research for this role.
I mean, years. And I'm telling you, this is going to be a stretch for me from a thespian perspective.
Yeah, so all those years going to school, getting your degree, passing the bar, all of these different things that go on, it was just deep cover for this one holiday radio show role, and you've been just waiting for your moment in the spotlight for it.
It is a role decades in the making.
Well, I saw this story, and it was speculated. What are they going to do in the city of St. Louis when it comes to gun violence? There's different ideas that have been floated around. Some of the ideas include if you fail a background check that you will get reported to the authorities, or, you know, in some cases, are we going to stop this? Are we going to do that? One of the things that Mayor Lyda Crewson at the end of last week was signed a bill that bans guns in city parks. And there's some question to if she can do that or not. And I'm curious what you think legally. Are you even allowed to do that in the state of Missouri?
The answer to that is pretty much clearly no. Hmm. And let me tell you why. There's a 2016 law in Missouri that specifically states that concealed carry is allowed in all parks in the state of Missouri. Mm-hmm. It doesn't specify, you know, state parks. It doesn't specify state-owned parks. It specifies parks. Hmm. So this is a situation where a local ordinance cannot contradict state law. So I got to tell you, the aldermen in St. Louis get an A for effort because they crafted this bill to state that parks are not really parks. That parks are actually children education centers. Because the state law specifies that guns can be banned in education centers. So the drafters of this law said, well, had an epiphany, let's just rename parks child education centers, and that way we can ban the guns in there. That has about as much of a chance of sustaining appellate review as I do growing hair.
Oh, that is something else.
It's not going to happen.
Just reclassify things so you don't.
Exactly.
So it doesn't actually count as a crime. So, like, let's say you get caught shoplifting and that's a crime, but you're going to say, no, it's recategorized as holding until caught. So that's actually not a crime. It's not a crime.
Right.
No, I didn't commit one. It's called holding until caught. Yeah.
Or transfer of wealth. So, yeah, either way, you can't just legislatively call, you know, something else and get by with it. So this isn't going to work. And here's the reason why, Ryan, we know this is not going to work. There's been litigation for 4 years now about whether the zoo is an education center. Mm-hmm. And I think pretty clearly it probably could be considered an education center. A trial judge in St. Louis said that it was, and you can't bring concealed carry into the zoo. Mm-hmm. But the Court of Appeals overturned it, sent it back down because they needed additional findings to see whether the zoo is or is not an education center. So if the zoo is questionable in terms of qualifying as child education center, there is no way a park with four swings and a rusty merry-go-round is going to be classified as a child education center. It's just not going to happen.
Wow. I had no idea that's the way they tried to sneak it through.
That's it.
So they sign this thing, and obviously they know that this will go through some legal battle. Do they just feel like they're going to have money left over after they continue to fight the circuit attorney's office? Like, how much do they spend in lawyer fees? And they have to anticipate they're going to take this to court. More money is going to be spent this way on a losing case. I don't get it. Where are they getting all this money from?
I don't know, but you know what? When lawyers get paid, Ryan, it's always a good thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna be critical of that. But listen, in reality, this will not be challenged. Mm-hmm. And here's another reason why we know that's the case. The city actually has right now an open carry ban that applies citywide in the city. It says you cannot carry open weapons at all in the city of St. Louis. But it's not been enforced one time because Public Safety Director Judge Jimmy Edwards specifically said multiple times, even recently, that police don't enforce it because state law preempts it.
Yeah.
So I think what you have here is a situation where the city of St. Louis and Mayor Lyda Crewson, they want to pass something to be able to cheer that we're doing something to stop the violence. But what they're doing has absolutely zero effect because the police can't not even enforce it, as Judge Jimmy Edwards has already said. So this bill, it got a lot of headlines when it passed, but it will probably not be enforced. If it's never enforced, it will never be challenged.
Yeah. So what do you do? Like, let's say for some reason someone stops you and they're said the ordinance could get a $100 fine if you're caught with a gun in a park. And they come up to you and they issue this ticket, $100. What do you do as an individual if something like that happens?
Well, I mean, in a technical sense, you would simply accept the ticket, try not to challenge the police officer, pay the fine, and then you could bring your gun back in there in the park next time you're there. That's why it's really form over substance. No one's going to be arrested. Mm-hmm. You can't be arrested for an ordinance violation. So all they can do is give you a ticket like a parking ticket or a speeding ticket. And give you a ticket and send you on your way.
Oh, I see. So then you could probably challenge it after that bill that she signed on Friday would be overturned.
Absolutely. And that's really what happened at the zoo. It was a setup where someone from out of town carried a gun into the zoo for the specific purpose of being arrested in order to challenge the law. That's the only way that I see this law being challenged is on purpose, because I just don't see the police ever attempting to enforce it.
Yeah. Brad Young from Harris Dowell, Fisher & Young. We got so many issues here in the city of St. Louis. I am getting tired of it. It's funny that you mentioned when it comes to the police knowing that the state law will supersede the local law. So there's some instances where they're like, what are we supposed to do here? There's even instances, and this drives me nuts. Can I just go on a rant for a second? Is this
you
okay?
You bet. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so I see this long thread. Jane Duker did an excellent job breaking down what happened with a Lyft or Uber driver here in the city of St. Louis just recently. And I think it was just late last week. So you have an instance where someone's called to a specific area. You know, the Lyft or Uber, I don't know what specific services was. It's one of those car ride-sharing services where you can hail the car, and they'll kind of like a taxi, they'll drive you somewhere else for a fee. And the driver shows up to this area. Two people approach. They're wearing ski masks, loaded weapon, gun in her hand, says, get out of the car, trying to attempt a carjacking. This Uber driver flees, gets out of there immediately, as opposed to waiting to see what happens, and flags down a police officer, says, someone tried to carjack me, had a loaded weapon and everything, or gun, I should say. And the police go back. They find the people. And this driver, brave enough to go back and identify, yeah, that was them. They arrest the people for attempted armed carjacking, and they present this to the circuit attorney's office, who says, we're not going to take this case. So what we have here,
not enough evidence.
Not enough. You know, we actually have the victim that can identify positively that this happened. They're caught with the weapon. They start fleeing from police. They have all of this stuff. You know, the thing is, here in the city of St. Louis, we have leadership that'll say, you're not allowed to bring guns into parks, and this is going to be the big solution. But then they'll go blind on the idea that an armed carjacking is not significant enough to arrest the person. So whatever the priorities are, if you want to stop this crime, how about you look at cases like that a little bit more seriously, or look at the circuit attorney's office and pressure them to actually prosecute these very dangerous criminals that are pointing guns at other people and trying to carjack them. You know, forget about the people in the park that, you know, as far as I know, you still can't pull out a loaded weapon and start firing at someone. That's always going to be illegal at a park. So you can always prosecute those people. But if you're going to go out there and say, oh, you got to conceal in an area, even though it's a state law where you're allowed to do that, but we're still going to give you a $100 ticket, how about you start with the people that's pointing guns at other people, trying to carjack, and, you know, maybe work your way to other areas too?
Well, no, you're exactly right. But from a legislative standpoint, it's far easier to pass an ordinance that cannot be enforced than it is to actually do something that makes a difference. Yeah. And that's really what you have here. You've got Lyda Crewson signing a bill that will make zero difference, will never be enforced, but there's a certain amount of PR value to it. That, to her, apparently is more important than doing something of substance that actually takes on the problems of violence and gun violence in the city of St. Louis.
Yeah. So you're going to be at the Holiday Radio Show. We'll have some fun with that tomorrow night. Are you in any other days between now and the end of the year?
I am. I'm filling in for you next Sunday night.
Ooh.
And also the 26th of December and I believe the 30th of December.
Wow, that's awesome. Have some fun with that. Brad Young from Harris, Dahl, Fisher & Young, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night. Thanks for coming on tonight on Overnight America.
See you there, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Thanks again for that on the Quiver River Electric KMOX guest line. One more segment until we say goodbye for the night on KMOX. Overnight America. Well, here it is, about to say goodbye for the night. Someone texted in something about hairy legs. I don't quite know what that text message means, but hey, why not? Eesh. Well, the Holiday Radio Show will be now on Tuesday night, postponed because of the weather issues we had today. And we really didn't want anyone to hop in a car and white-knuckle it over there and put themselves in an unsafe position. Or have to debate, oh, do I want to go? Do I not want to go? Do you want to skip it, not skip it? Figured things will be a lot calmer on Tuesday. So we're going to rehearse. And then Tuesday night, here we will be on stage, 7 o'clock at the Sheldon Concert Hall. We cannot wait to see you out there. And it will be broadcast here on KMOX as well. The great Kevin Killeen put together another great whole nother story.
There are Christmas movies that we all know of, but haven't seen.
I'm dreaming.
And there are Christmas movies that we have seen so many times, we could name them with just a snatch of dialogue.
Help me down.
Help you down.
Other Christmas movies we haven't seen for decades, but I bet you can remember this one.
You keep Christmas in your way and let me keep it in mine.
But you don't keep it.
And let me leave. Get off me ledger.
Here's a more recent Christmas movie. You can probably name this one.
So, on the cover above the title.
Does Santa know that you left the workshop?
You know, we're all laughing our heads off.
Did you have to borrow a reindeer to get down here?
Buddy, go back to the basement.
Hey. Here's another recent movie. You probably have seen this one.
Who was that who talked my ear off on the plane? Who was that? I'm curious. I mean, didn't you notice on the plane when you started talking, eventually I started reading the vomit bag?
You want to hurt me? Go right ahead if it makes you feel any better.
Here's a Christmas movie that some say really doesn't belong as a Christmas movie. Let it snow.
It's Christmas Eve in L.A.
California.
Is Daddy coming home soon?
Well, we'll see what Santa and Mommy can do, okay?
A New York cop, John McLean, has come to see his wife.
I missed you.
Instead, he's going to have to save her.
And here is a Christmas movie that is my personal favorite. Do you know this one?
Are you smoking cigarettes up here?
No, ma'am.
Then what are you doing?
Nothing, Mama.
That little clip was from The Homecoming, which was the pilot to the Waltons television show. From the top, we had White Christmas with Bing Crosby, the movie It's a Wonderful Life, followed by Scrooge, Elf, Trains, Planes, and Automobiles, and Die Hard. With a whole other story, I'm Kevin Killeen. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, I like that. Oh, what is your favorite Christmas movie? We might have to do that as a topic sometime this week. Why? Because why not? We'll be back again tomorrow after the Holiday Radio Show, which starts at 7 o'clock. So give you a little bit of background information. The Holiday Radio Show starts at 7. I'll be participating, and I'll be at the Sheldon Concert Hall. After the show ends, I like to come out and say hi to anyone that wants to stick around and say hi to me, which is always a fun time. And then I head back to the station as fast as I can. What they'll do is they'll play a replay of a couple of segments between 9 and 10 o'clock tomorrow. Then I'll be live starting at 10 o'clock to get in here and spend it with you. And I hope that you could react to the Holiday Radio Show when we start live again. Like, if you listen to it on the radio, if you're there in person with us, if you got the ticket, you gave me the high five, you want to tell me how terrible I was, if you want to make fun of me making a mockery of the lines that Kevin Killeen wrote in this Holiday Radio Show, feel free to do that too. We'll take all those reactions tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.